Hello.
Hello.
Podcast. We're doing a podcast. Is that how you do a podcast?
Yes, it is.
Podcast. We'll be the very model of a modern internet podcast.
Yes.
Come on, improvise a second line.
I don't know what to say, but I should think it should be very fast.
Very good. We're the Indelicates. We're doing our Indelicast, which I think has been listed in iTunes for
seven years,
and we've never done one. But we're going to do
we
them.
We did one.
Yeah, I don't remember. Did we do it? Was it good?
No.
No. This will be good.
Yes.
But we are going to do a podcast, and the idea we've got is that we're going to do a kind of, it's going to be called the Indelic, I can't remember what we're going to call it. I have to actually look at the internet to find out what I decided to call it before.
While he's doing that, I'll tell you all about my piano.
Yeah.
It is a Yamaha P120. It's quite old now.
Is it going to be a really boring podcast?
It's not boring. Some people might find that interesting.
Who? Who will find?
And it's got
apart from Graham, who will find that interesting?
Well,
ooh,
Graham.
P120, eh? Ooh.
It has got the words to Something's Going Down in Waco on it.
So in pianos, right, if it was Harry Potter, right, because you know there's like the Nimbus 2000.
If the piano was Harry Potter.
Yeah, if, in, you know, there's like the Nimbus 2000, Nimbus 2001 and the Firebolt.
Yeah.
Right. What is that like compared to brooms?
It's down the bottom.
The P120. You reckon it's a Nimbus 2000 or is it like a Clean Sweep 7?
I don't know. I don't know.
The Clean Sweep 7, they're sort of, I mean, they're good. They're a good racing broom, but they are essentially shit compared to your Nimbus.
It was an expensive piano.
So I reckon Nimbus 2000, it was top of the range, like when you got it.
Yeah.
But now there's like Draco Malfoy with this Nimbus 2001 that his dad bought.
Yeah.
By which,
right.
And in this metaphorical,
you were the one who
in
this metaphor, I was being geeky.
In the metaphorical scheme that I'm developing, who is Draco Malfoy? Whose dad bought them a better piano than you? Come on, because this is the thing. This podcast is going to be where we like slag off all the people who deserve it.
No, it isn't.
What? It is. It's going to be
you
that.
You can't mention any names.
Watch the fuck out, the world. Okay, it's not going to be about that. But you know, could be. Apparently, we're going to call it the Indelicates Live Jukebox Podcast. I've just looked on the website.
Yeah, that is for a specific reason, isn't it?
Yeah, because, right, we're going to play what it's going to be. So the format will be me and Julia will sit in our house and we'll play Indelicates songs that we usually will fail to play well because we don't know that many of them. And we're going to have guests. We don't have one of those today.
Not today.
No, I'm not going to do an impression of an imaginary guest.
That's what we did on the recording the live commentary we did on American Demo. Do you remember we had a guest on there?
Nope.
Yeah, we did.
Was it good?
Yeah, I
not
can't remember.
Really.
Well, it was good for us. There was lots of talking at the same time, I think.
Okay, well, who pick a good non-racist accent and we'll do that.
There aren't any other.
I think there's some good. I mean, I don't know. The French, that's all right, isn't it?
Wow.
And the Scottish, I mean, you can sort of do it. Depends. I could do the accent of the man on the Scottish man on the train who really pissed me off the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He was going. He'd come back from a show, and he had this sort of voice. It was actually quite an attractive deep voice, you know, sort of a bit Gordon Brown, but a little bit, you know, he had that intelligent gravitas.
Yeah.
But what he said to the person he was with was, you know, when you go to a gig these days, do you know, when you go to a gig, in my day you used to hold up cigarette lighters, but now, and everyone's always with bated breath, what wisdom is he going to say to us that will what enlighten us, oh deep voice Scottish brogue man? And he said, but no, these days I just use mobile phones. And everyone's like, wow. And they were, that's true, isn't it? Because when you go to a gig, they do use mobile phones, don't they? If they want to use the mobile phone, why don't they just use it not at a gig? And he was like, that's true, isn't it? They do. And that was like, and he was doing this for about an hour.
I bet he was.
It was a nightmare. I had to put on some very brutal dubstep to silence him.
Yeah. I usually put on euphoric vocal trance.
Yeah, he's good too.
It does drown him out.
I think I put on a bit of brutal dubstep. I put on that one that goes, I'm in love with a porn star. That one.
Oh, really?
That dubstep.
I don't know that.
It goes, I'm in love with a porn star. It's
Sounds good.
It's got a fella. He does that, and there's like,
yeah.
And I put on that, and then I had Avicii for a bit.
They put in words so that you've got something to sing along to a little bit.
Yeah, it's because all the people in the clubs will go, I'm in love with a porn star.
Exactly.
And then they do.
Or, you know, they stop and they go, Euphoria.
They
and
do.
And they carry on dancing.
Well, in the euphoric trance,
yes, they
don't do that in dubstep. They go, dubstep. Probably.
Yeah.
Ooh,
So tell us about the live jukebox.
Yeah, the idea is we're going to play songs on this podcast.
Not on this one, but on forthcoming podcasts.
Well, this one you'd have to go back in time, so that won't work.
Yeah.
But you can give us £1.50, like in a real jukebox. I think that's how much they cost, probably, these days in London.
Yeah.
And we'll play any song you tell us to from our back catalogue on the podcast. That's the idea. So there'll be a website. There is a website. It's called the Indelicates Live Jukebox Podcast. And that'll be linked to on the front page of our site. indelicates.com, and you'll go there, and then if you want to request a song, any song at all, you can. There's little things, there's request a song, you fill in the thing, and then you pay us £1.50, and then we'll play any song in the podcast, which just about cover the sort of slight cost of hosting the thing, just about, if a few people do it. But obviously everything else about it will be free. We'll post it out, and so we'll talk, we'll play the songs that get requested, and we're going to have guests. We're going to have everyone we know who's good at stuff.
Yeah,
is going to come to our house and do what they do and talk to us, and then we'll play other thing. Only one of the things we're doing this week. We're doing other things this week too, aren't we?
We are doing other things this week. Which of them am I allowed to talk about?
All of them. Fuck it.
Okay.
So we're going to release, probably at the same time as this, we're going to release the new
video.
Just
wondering whether we should like finish this sentence like each doing a word to make it exciting. Whether
okay.
that isn't.
No, let's try it. Yeah. Okay.
So we
are
going
to
release
a
new
video.
Made
by
us
and
Turtle Canyon.
That's two words.
Turtle
Canyon
Media.
Who
is
tenses? Who are?
Are
they're a plural, aren't they? Who are? Who
I
is?
Was gonna. I was gonna.
Oh,
say,
you were going. I've ruined the game. I'll go back. Who
is
a
Simon's?
I'm very confused.
I
brother?
Know. Yeah, that's right. There we go. That's what I was getting at. But.
He.
Is.
Not.
Alone?
You're not allowed to come to a full stop in this game that we're inventing the rules to on the fly.
Okay,
they do it in on the. Sorry, I haven't a clue. You're not allowed to come. You've got to avoid
like
a full
stop.
Like
I said the last time, I don't listen to Radio 4.
Let's try again. Julia.
Is.
A.
Silly.
Girl.
Yes. Yes, full stop.
No, we're not supposed to come to a full stop.
I know, yeah.
Oh,
I don't like rules.
We're going to do this in every podcast. We're going to get better. We're going to get guests to do it with us.
All
this
right.
is the thing. It's going to be like the thing we do.
Oh, right.
And then one day we're going to do like a live podcast.
And we'll get to go to Edinburgh and do it in Edinburgh.
Yeah, we'll do like a live podcast in Edinburgh. And everyone will be like, yeah, do the thing where you rip off. Have I got any? No, I'm sorry, I haven't a clue for a bit. In a faily way. Do that and it'd be good. But for the moment, we're not going to do that. But we are going to release a new video. That's coming out
at
the same time as this.
It's very
You've
good.
Probably already seen it.
I was doing things in it, and Simon was doing things in it, and Emma was doing things in it, and the cast of The Watershed were also doing things in it.
Yes, it is a video. That is out at the same time. And the other thing we're doing is we did this album, as you know, and you gave us money for that, and that was very nice of you. We've spent all that money, and now we can't really afford to eat at all, but we have a solution in mind.
I used my vouchers.
We've got our Tesco Club Card vouchers, but beyond that, we can't really afford to eat anymore. So we're in the process of making, and I'm in the process of mixing, something which, if you're familiar with the gaming world, you will know and hate, which is the downloadable content phenomenon, which is quite often, if you don't know about this, often if there's a major game coming out, they will put on the disc, or they will have available on their website, extra levels that they release later for money, which enhance and improve the gaming experience. BioShock just announced a quite exciting DLC for their recent game, BioShock Infinite, from Irrational Games. I don't know why I'm advertising their game. Don't buy that. Buy what I'm about to tell you about,
I'll
which is
it.
The DLC which we are releasing for our album.
Yes.
I don't think anyone's done this, but we are going to, because I know that everyone hates this in the gaming community.
Yeah.
So, ideally, we'd have recorded the songs, put them on the CD of the album, and then you had to pay us to unlock them. Ideally, that's what we'd have done. Unfortunately, I don't know how you would do that. But instead, you will be offering them to download. But we've made the fourth part of the record.
There's Diseases of England Part 4.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's another four songs, completely original, completely new, properly recorded in a major London studio with proper drum sounds and proper bass and everything. And I don't know, I think they're really good songs.
They are.
And I'm in the process of mixing those, and then when I've done that, they will be for sale. I don't know about the price yet.
No.
Probably 4 or 5, something like that.
Something like that.
Like something, yeah. I mean, just and there kind of will be a necessary add-on to those of you who like the album. Because, like, to be honest, I think we were doing the thing where we had the three parts, and we didn't really want to stop. We kind of wanted to keep going and make a fourth, because, you know, the album is definitely finished and it's already quite long for an album. But with this way, there'll be an extra four EPs. But it's not like when you make an album and then you go away and then you come back with your like interim EP, like the Stay Together Suede EP. It's not like that. This is part of the album, but it's a special part.
This is special.
So that is coming out.
It is, and there is one more thing that we are doing. Are we talking about that?
I don't know. What is it? I can't sit with. She's mouthing it. She's holding a flag. Charades, do you want to... Is it how many words? How many words? No, tell me how many words.
One word.
Don't speak.
Oh,
I'm terrible at these. Yeah. This is the Intelligence Parlor Game Podcast. Right, one word. Begins with a snake. Face, snake.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll just spell it out for you in the air.
Okay. S... If I this defeats the point if I say the letters. Why don't you write it on something?
Oh.
Write it on your hand. There we are. She's doing that. No, we can talk about that. Fine. Okay. Sale. We're going to have a sale for Disease of England before the DLC comes out. Explain that.
We are going to have a sale.
Brilliant. Just for it's going to be like 36 hours only, right?
36 hours only, and you'll be able to... what will you be able to do? You'll be able to buy it for other people.
Yeah, you put an email address in and then we'll send it to the email address.
Yeah, it'll be a zip file with the album in it, yeah. At a cut price. Because, in our experience, word of mouth is a very, very powerful way of selling.
I don't think that's our experience. I think that's just an acknowledged fact.
Oh, okay. Well, it's our experience as well, but it is an acknowledged fact as well.
Yeah.
But it seems to work quite well for us. And we wanted people to share it with others and not have to do so much to do that. So we will send it to whoever you want. You just have to pay for it at a cut price.
I think it's £3.50 it will do.
Yeah, and it'll be for 36 hours. So if you know someone who you think would like it, or you know someone who works at a radio station you think would like it, or you know someone who knows your gran who would like it, and you want to have it cheaper, you'll be able to do that.
Yeah, but if you just want it for yourself... and haven't bought it yet, to be honest, if you're listening to this, you probably have, and thanks, then you can do it too. But really, the idea is that for 36 hours, for £3.50, we'll send Diseases of England anywhere you like, and then in anticipation of the DLC coming out in a few weeks, probably.
It's important to make clear that that is the download only. It's the download of Diseases of England.
Well, it's not that important to come out. Some more people might buy it if they think they get a CD as well. And then what are they going to do?
Send me messages going, excuse me.
They'll probably, yeah. They won't.
Yeah. It's so fine. It's all very exciting. We have lots and lots of things.
None
going
of that's
on.
Exciting.
It is exciting.
It's not exciting.
What is exciting?
That thing I was reading about science.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the jukebox because the jukebox has a little page with a little jukebox on it.
I made that jukebox on the Illustrator.
It's very good. He done it on the Illustrator.
The best thing about it, is if you watch the jukebox for about 10 minutes, sometimes the colours in the middle change because there's a little animated GIF hidden there.
All these things you do for die-hard Indelicates fans.
All the Latin.
All the Latin, yeah. No one's noticed the Latin.
Well, they do because every 6 months I go, look at my Latin!
Yes.
Put it on Facebook. Yeah. Look at it, it's clever.
There are loads of Easter eggs.
We hate the kids in Latin.
Easter eggs on the DVD as well. We had to...
No one wants that DVD. That was interesting. We thought people would want to buy the DVD separately, but they don't.
Not that it really matters, because obviously we priced everything very carefully, but it's interesting that...
Bands don't make a DVD. They don't want it.
Don't make a DVD.
They don't want it.
People don't really want it. They want to watch their videos on the internet. However, it is a very good DVD, and it does have loads of extras that are really
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it, yeah. If I was a diehard Indelicates fan, I would buy the DVD.
And if you haven't bought it, you're clearly a bad
Mainly, I'd buy fan. It for the interviews, because they are kind of... very good.
But the interviews will only really make sense once you've seen the new video.
Yes.
So there's that. So in a way, it's good that you didn't buy it yet. Buy it now.
Yeah.
And you've seen the new video.
Exactly. We're going to play a little song?
Well, we could play a big song. I don't mind any song. I don't really know what song we should play. We'll play one song, I think, from our back catalogue, any of them. And I'm just going to make sure this is recording. It is.
Hooray.
Any song from our back catalogue I will play. But bear in mind, I don't really know most of them. How about one that starts with that chord? Or a medley. We could do a medley. We could try and do a medley. We could improvise a medley. Do a medley. That's we can't.
No, we can.
Okay.
Every generation gets fooled again, and every generation is the same.
I've got a capo on.
And it's no good saying it's not in your name, but it is in your name. And this generation is to blame. This generation is the same, and I'm sorry that I can't join in no more. I've been let down too many times before. Oh yeah, we mean it. We hate the kids. Dance, dance, dance to this radio tonight.
Medley. It's a terrible, terrible idea. It's not
worked. Do you know, I once wrote a whole medley of the whole first album.
Play that then.
It would take too long.
Should we just pick a song and stop fucking about?
Yeah, maybe we should cut all this out.
We're not cutting anything out.
Okay.
That's the other thing we don't do in the podcast.
Cut anything out.
Because that is too much work.
Okay.
So.
Well, why don't we play...
If you accidentally offend anyone, like you always do in Waitrose... We can't really.
I only offend people in Waitrose because it's Waitrose.
Every time you go to Waitrose, you come back, oh, this woman was in Waitrose. Every time I go to Waitrose, hello, I've had a lovely time in Waitrose spending all my money on an olive. And then I come back and I've had a lovely, and everyone's, I smiled at everyone. You come back, oh, this cunt in Waitrose. Just, that's
class
a twatter. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I agree, there are many cunts in Waitrose, but I never get in a fight with them.
Yeah.
What happens in Waitrose when you go to Waitrose on your own?
I think probably I look, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, if you're honest.
If I'm being honest.
If you're honest.
I have my big headphones on, which I got recommended by the internet. And I probably, you know, I'm listening to very loud dance music and I probably look a little bit unpleasant already. So I kind of, yeah, I was like, wow, it's like people look at me. Unpleasantly, I kind of think, well, why are you looking at me unpleasantly? What's the matter with you, fucking squares?
Because like, you've just kicked over my child.
Yes, basically. Accidentally.
Shouldn't have been in the way.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of. Yes. So it is probably my fault, but yeah. It's their fault for having all the money.
Well, you could afford those.
There was
those
a child
headphones.
Who ran into my basket and fell over, like literally ran into it and then fell back.
That's an element, like a. Primary school level excuse, isn't it? I was just standing swinging my basket around, shouting, come on, who wants some? And then this child just ran into it. So tell us again about the time you clubbed a child over the head with a basket.
I didn't do anything, and then I didn't obviously hear it. I just felt its body fall backwards off the basket. And
you're
then,
so maternal.
And then I looked round, and you know, I had my headphones on, so I didn't. I just sort of mouthed the word,
sorry. You
just
spat on him and left.
And I got a look.
Well, yes, you deserve a look for that.
I don't deserve a look. You shouldn't have run into my basket.
I'm still not convinced about that point.
Why?
I think you hit him with a basket.
Well, it's not my fault. I didn't hit him with anything. I was just standing there, man.
He's a child.
Yeah, he should be more careful.
Why?
Mum should tell him to be more careful.
I'm sure she
and
did.
And I did say sorry. I just mouthed
it rather
than saying...
You mouthed sorry through a haze of Balearic beats. It's the opposite of what you did.
It doesn't help that sometimes I work nights... So I kind of go to Waitrose in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm not really conscious.
it's your fault, isn't it, to think the Waitrose fights you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally my fault. Yeah.
All right, as long as you've established that.
Yeah. You haven't decided on a song.
No. Right. Which
should
one?
Should have decided this before you see that.
Yeah, but I was finding it hard to think. Mm. There's that chord again.
which song is most conducive to
I'm just giving you some background music while you think.
What song is most conducive to... Conducive? I don't know if that's the right word. To sales.
What song will make people want to buy?
Your
things?
Money.
Oh, I can't play that on an acoustic guitar. How does it go? You can't play it either. Oh.
No, I can't.
We will learn. But this is the beauty of the Indelicate Live Jukebox podcast, is if you want to hear us play Your Money, all you have to do is pay £1.50, request it, and then we have to play it. So we then have to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we don't have to.
Will
play
we be
it, so
asking, just for my clarity,
yeah.
Will we be asking people during the show, or will we be asking before?
No, before the show. So, just make that clearer.
Yeah.
So this is the podcast. It goes out as and when they're done onto the feed, which you can subscribe to via iTunes and stuff. All the links will be on the website. And you know that already because you are listening to it. It's a time travel problem I'm having. And then in between podcasts, you go to this website I've set up, the Live Jukebox website, and you pay. You write down the song you want and click pay now. And within reasonable restrictions, for example, Peter, there's no point asking for Rebel Angels. Because not only is it shit, I don't own a copy of it. I will never play it on the podcast. And if you do that, I will refund your money and speak to you never. I'll just never speak to you.
No,
and
he will speak
and
to
also,
you.
The important thing, Peter
He's
Morris,
young. He might take that the wrong way.
The thing is, no, this is what I wanted to say to Peter Morris. Because, I love you, Peter. But you always ask for Rebel Angels. Like, you're so original. And I just want to say that every time I pretty much every time I have a conversation with Stuart Laws, my brother's business partner and guy who makes the videos at Turtle Canyon,
some of the videos.
Well, he worked on the puppet one the other week. Every time I have a conversation with Stuart requests The English Dream, which is a demo that we recorded before we really formed a band.
Yeah.
And it's terrible, and I threw that away. So he is actually...
It's difficult.
He knows an even more obscure thing to annoy me by asking for than you. Don't sing it. So Peter, not only am I not going to do it, but also Stuart is cooler than you in that obscure song request thing. So basically what I'm saying is Stuart and or Peter, there's no point going on there and asking for Rebel Angels or The English Dream, because I'm not ever going to play them. But any other song that we've ever recorded, I will play.
And there are hundreds. Does that include, sir?
Yes.
Does that include...
Don't call me sir.
No, I was just raising my arm up in a way that, that a person who was asking might on Twitter.
Okay, no, that's right.
Hello! I am annoying. Ah!
You're clearly the sir in this relationship.
Yes.
Yes.
What about songs from Book of Job musical?
Yeah, any song from the Book of Job. Any song by the Thlids, obviously not by me, but I will write.
What about
those.
Any songs before the Indelicates?
No,
not from me. From you?
No. No.
Okay.
Because I disagree with everything I said then.
Yeah, exactly.
So I used to do before we were in this band. I used to do like comedy songs in front of people, and they used to be about things which I now believe the total opposite of. So
but we'll leave it at that.
Leave it at that. So but don't ask for those. But basically anything that both me and Julia are involved in, so Lids, Rick Joe, anything by the Indelicates, we'll sing anything of that, and feel free.
We won't sing covers, incidentally. Don't pay for
covers.
Oh, no,
we can do. We don't pay for covers, but we might play the odd cover.
We might play the odd cover, but don't pay for one.
Unless we've done it before.
We'll put all these rules up on the page.
There's not rules. But that makes it sound rubbish. It's not rules. It's just that, basically, the rule is this. Rule one, no, Peter, I'm not going to. And rule two, whatever you like.
Yeah.
Apart from those ones I used to do. No one's heard
of
those.
Rule three, profit.
Yeah, rule three, we can buy food again.
Yes.
Not with this. This is only if they buy the DLC and the sale.
Yep.
But this is free. This is the £1.50. If to be honest, if you just send us a message, go please play this. I haven't got £1.50. Well,
the real reason I gave for my doing last... a podcast in the first place is so that people will come round and see us.
Yes, this is the main reason, because we thought we don't really like friends. We don't get on with people.
No.
But we do. But we like working with people. So this is a reason
to
see
people. We get
on
with people when we're working with them. We just find it hard when we're not working.
Socialising. I'm bad at sitting down and just going, yeah, so it's nice.
How have
nice
you been?
Trick. How's tricks? Interesting. Whereas if you're doing something, then you can talk. So we're going to, so people who are friends of ours who make things and do things can come to our house and be in our podcast. Mm-hmm. And that way we will get round that barrier.
Yeah.
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 Have you thought of a song to do?
Why don't we play Something's Going Down in Waco?
Ooh. No.
Okay. Why don't we play...
Really, this is all for not... Ooh.
My ding ding dong.
Play the original or the... That's not the original. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, what's on our normal set? What are the things that we always play? We'll play one of those. And
Ill?
Then, nah, because that's... Nah.
Koresh?
I could play Koresh.
Parents?
Let's play Be Afraid of Your Parents. We'll play Be Afraid of Your Parents, which we always play, and then that will annoy people because they go, oh, they always play that, and that will prompt them to send us requests.
Or it'll put off people who wanted to pay for Be Afraid of Your Parents. So we should play it really badly.
Yeah, you can re-request things if you think the version wasn't good enough and tell us to improve. And in that case, you want to put in the file Be Afraid of Your Parents and open bracket a bit better.
I think, yeah, I think also we might get people who come to our house to join in on any of the songs that we're playing. And if they happen to be famous, that will be a bonus.
I'm not letting them do that. I'll spoil them.
Oh, really?
We might do. Depends who it is.
Yeah.
It's been a marvellous party with marvellous guests discussing the decline of the decadent West over nibbles and wine. We're disarmed and impressed by the charming men in uniform. It's been a wonderful evening. We've exchanged our views how the Zionists doesn't mean the Jews, and a single step did we feel confused by the charming men in uniform. Be afraid of your parents. Be afraid of their clever friends. I've read this book before, and honey, I can tell you how it ends. Be afraid of the line they teach you. Be afraid of the way it goes. You'd be amazed at what you can raise to something everybody knows. We've read Jacques Derrida, oh, Michel Foucault. We've averted our eyes from the atrocity show. It's better to beat up on the devil that you know, say the charming men in uniform. Give praise to the empty heaven above. I reject the sword and embrace the dove. I see the world suffused with love and the charming men in uniform. Be afraid of your parents. Be afraid of their clever friends. I've read this book before, Flopsic Bunny, I can tell you how it ends. Be afraid of the line they teach you. Be afraid of the way it goes. You'd be amazed at what you can raise to something everybody knows. I can tell you how it ends.
Be afraid of the lie may teach you. Be afraid of the way it goes. You'd be amazed at what you can raise to something everybody knows. Cha cha cha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll play it all as good as that.
And then we'll end it with the Derek and Clive homage. That's what it was. We didn't actually have to cough.
No.
We were just doing that. I've got so much fucking cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what we're going to be doing.
Yes. So
tune in.
Quick
how often is this happening?
Whenever we can get it to do. So hopefully we'll do lots. Guests. We can have guests. Mm. I can't announce any guests yet because we haven't asked anyone, but I'm sure they'll be queuing up. Some people will just... I think we've got enough social clout to force them.
Yeah.
Other people will have to ask nicely.
Yeah. I'll ask the nice ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll ask the people nicely. They're not nice. None of them are nice.
What?
Well, some of them are
nice. You're just talking about our future guests.
Yeah, but, you know, I haven't told you your names yet, so I can just slag them off.
Yeah, but now anyone, they'll go, who isn't nice? And then everyone who comes, they're like, oh, he's not nice.
Or they can just assume that
it's
I've just
us
been
who
to
are not. Look, yeah, exactly. This is the thing. This is the
after,
lesson of Waitrose.
After a night
is you're the one who is not nice, and everyone else is nice.
Exactly.
So,
I'm
yeah,
very nice.
Look, let's give a rundown of the stuff we've been trying to communicate.
Okay, so number one.
Yes.
We are going to be releasing a new video very, very soon, which you'll love, and was wonderful to do. And we did it at the Watershed in Newport Pagnell, which is near Milton Keynes, at the amazing venue there.
Quicker.
And the second thing is that we have now got a jukebox, and this podcast is a good way of you paying money to... I'm really bad at this, though. You know,
I'll do the rundown. I'll do the rundown. You do the cheesy music. Come on, no, you want to do like chimes or something.
Chimes?
Or anything like that. That's right. So here we are. Here's a quick rundown of the stuff we'd like to communicate to you on the podcast. Number one, the new video. You've probably already seen it. I don't want to go on about it now. Number two... the Jukebox Podcast. This is the first one. There will be more with guests. Go to the Jukebox website on indelicates.com, where you can pay us £1.50 to request any Indelicates track you'd like. 3. Diseases of England Part 4. The DLC is coming very, very soon. We're very excited about it. You should be excited about it. The whole world should be excited. Everyone should be excited. And that's all I'd like to say about that. And number 4, the sale of Diseases of England, where you can send it to other people for very little money. That's coming up this week. It's been fantastic to talk to you. And we're going to go away now. Thank you very much.